times, you become immune to it. Welly bounced up the stairs with coffee in both hands. She gave one to Nate and the other to Jervy, and then took his perch on a narrow bench next to the captain. The sun was beginning to fall behind the distant mountains.
My building has 14 floors, all long and wide and squared around a shaded courtyard in the rear where I once held lunches in the sunshine. I live and work on the top floor, 12,000 square feet of opulence that would seem obscene to many, but doesn't bother me in the least.
Directly in front.
By sweat and brains and light.
The air was light and much cooler. Jervy found his t-shirt and put it on. Nate feared another storm, but the river wasn't wide.
I do.
Surely they
could
land the
damn
boat.
Witness stand.
And
Josh made his
way
around the tables and passed the court porter to the witness stand, where he raised his right hand and swore to tell the truth. You represent Troy Phelan? Wycliffe asked. I did, for a number of years.
I built every dime of my fortune.
Prepared seven.
Spending it is my prerogative.
Did you prepare?
Giving it away should be my choice too, but I'm being hounded. Why should I care who gets the money? I've done everything imaginable with it. As I sit here in my wheelchair alone and waiting, I cannot...
No, I did not, Josh said slowly, looking at the vultures. The words were soft, but they cut through the air like thunder. The Phelan lawyers reacted much more quickly than the Phelan heirs, several of whom weren't sure what to make of it.
The first dwelling Nate had seen since Corumba. There were signs of life. A horse, a cow, washing on the line, a canoe near the water.
Serious and unexpected.
A man with
another layer of tension settled around the tables. The courtroom grew even quieter. Who prepared his last will and testament? Wycliffe asked, like a bad actor reading a script. Mr. Phelan himself.
Think of a single thing I want
it
to buy
so.
Or see, or a single place I want to go,
lawyers all around.
Or another adventure I want to pursue. I've done it all, and I'm very tired. I don't care who gets the money, but I do care very much who does not get it. Every square foot of this building was designed by me,
and the three
so I know exactly
Zettel,
where
Flo,
to put
and Teason, directly opposite the table. He'd been declared sane on the spot, and seconds later had taken a thick will prepared by Stafford and one of his associates, declared it to be his, and signed it. There was no dispute about this.